News release. Intercounty Baseball League. Guelph Royals right-handed pitcher Claudio Custodio today, Friday, was named Rawlings Intercounty Baseball League, IBL, Most Valuable Player for the 2022 season. He receives the John Bell Memorial Trophy, which is annually given to the player judged to be the most valuable to his team. The winner is selected by the IBL teams at the end of the regular season. John Bell was a Listowel native who was largely responsible for Stratford's return to the Intercounty Baseball League in 1964. Catcher Robert Mullen of the London Majors finished second in the voting, followed by Welland Jackfish center fielder Justin Gideon. Custodio recorded a 2.18 ERA with 196 strikeouts and 25 walks with an 11-0-1 lost record in 16 games and 120 innings pitched. His 196 punchouts set a new IBL single-season record, surpassing Ronstedt's 57-year mark of 156 set in 1965, when he was nearing the end of a 9-year run with the Brantford Red Sox. Rookie of the Year. Catcher Sam Cocker of the Welland Jackfish was named IBL Rookie of the Year and the recipient of the Brian Kerr Memorial Trophy. The award is presented annually to the player selected as the most proficient in his first year of competition in the IBL. Brian Kerr was a former player with the Waterloo Tigers in the 1940s. In 1964, he managed the Kitchener Panthers. Second baseman Jakob Newton of the London Majors finished second, tied with Barry Baycat's second baseman Owen Jansen. Cocker, 24, recorded a .348 average with 13 doubles and 5 home runs. Appearing in 36 games with the Jackfish, the Cordis native also recorded 38 RBI and 282 putouts as a catcher. Manager of the Year. Brian Essery of the Welland Jackfish was named IBL Field Manager of the Year and the recipient of the Troy May Memorial Trophy. The Troy May Memorial Trophy is presented to the field manager adjudged to have contributed the most to his team's success. Roop Chanderdat of the London Majors finished second in the voting. Essery led the Jackfish to a franchise record 31-11 record, finishing in third place, the Jackfish's best finish in their history.